Things I think that you could do right now is literally go post on your Facebook, on your Instagram, start a group chat, and literally say, yo, I want to have a meeting this Friday at this location, and see who comes. And you will see everybody share what their strengths are and what you're looking for in that room. And you see everybody who actually shows up and see what they got going on. And like Marcus said, everything else that he said about building and connecting and meeting, just start adding value. That's how we did group Zooms. We just met. None of us was our partners. We were just meeting, adding value, ever showing up. And I found ways to add value to you. You found ways to add value to me. Everybody in here could easily go get your circle. You're going to see if it's the right fit. You're going to know, like, nah, this ain't, like, this is a perfect fit, what we got going on.
I want you to tell them, I want you to tell them, Neo, because I really want them to hear this. I just remembered it. During the pandemic, when we was on lockdown, and we was hopping on Zoom with the Power Circle. Right? You was in it too, David. Mm-hmm. I want you to tell them, I want you to explain it, how that worked and what that did for us, bro.
I mean, that's why I be beat. Like, it's just the power of community. Everybody getting on a Zoom, y'all. And this could be Zoom. And they just sharing what's working for them right now. My guy Chris Bruce here, he's like, yo, go do this. Mark is like, yo, I just go did that. And this started when we in Bali. Like, I like putting together this because everybody in here could give somebody one play that maybe everybody can't use, but somebody's using it. And then the reason why it's so important, Alex, because you had to come back next week. Did you do that thing that you told me to do? Did you do that thing that David said to do? And you almost can't come on the call if you didn't do what they said, because this is your accountability. It's like, this ain't just talk. Are you doing those things that I just, yo, this made me an extra $1,000 in my business every single week. Did you go do it yet?
All right, listen, every single week, every episode, you hear me talking about themorningmeetup.com. It's the community. Let me show you what's happening here. Every single morning, Monday through Friday, there's 400 plus people on a Zoom call, right? We're learning, we're talking, we're growing together. And this is you. There's all these people here. It's all these people in the morning meetup. Hundreds of people reading books, growing. We get together quarterly. It's amazing. And for some reason, you just keep looking at, just go to themorningmeetup.com and get in the circle. And then you'll be like way happier. Just themorningmeetup.com. Let's get back to the episode.
I was out of town and I was talking to somebody and we were talking about like what cities are known for, right? So they were talking about, you know, how LA is known for, like, it's real pretentious and it's fake and everybody's not who they want to be, that Atlantans are scammers and New York is. I was like, whoa, what? Atlanta's known for scammers. Y'all heard that? Really? Yo, it really threw me off. And I'm like, how did Atlanta get this name? Right? And it's like, we do have, like, I guess, you know, it's scam culture everywhere, but there's so many successful entrepreneurs and we are helping other people. I just want to know y'all thoughts on that. Anybody? Does anybody want to talk about scamming?
Oh, I mean, For one, I think that there's a lot of words that's on the Instagram that's improperly used and overused. You know what I'm saying? I've been fortunate enough to never be accused of that, but I feel like I've seen a lot of situations where people were accused of that, where it was justified, but then I've seen a lot where it wasn't justified. And one common thing that I've seen is, let's say with these courses, right? We could all agree that 2020, there was an explosion of courses on the market, right? And I think what happened is, for one, as the course creators, it's super important to not overpromise. So I think that's one of the mistakes that happens, you know, and that you got to be held accountable as a course creator or as somebody who's promising results to make sure that you're not overpromising, right? But I think what I've seen is that I've seen people that's bought into certain programs, bought into certain courses, not executed on the information, and then placed the blame on the coach.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Another thing is that, let's just talk about Atlanta as a whole. Atlanta is the only city that you will ever experience this much black excellence in.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
It's not
another city that can compare to Atlanta. It's not another city you can come to that makes you feel like Atlanta. It's not another city you come to when you get off the airport, you see us. And guess what, right? It's Willie Lynch syndrome. The only way that you can actually tear something down by that that's great is by putting something negative on it. See, even with like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, done so many great things when it came to business, built so many different infrastructures. But we don't know the things that he's accomplished, but we are aware of the negative. Why? Because it's spread by black people. See, we are our own worst critics. See, we don't know the worst things about Wall Street because it's white people. But we know, oh, black people there, so we figure out a way to condemn ourselves and our own culture. So when people say something about Atlanta, it's because it's the home of where all the black people are at. And yes, negative happens, but it's a lot of positive that happens here. So to actually transcend past the bullshit, we have to realize is that you have to look and say, well, who's saying it? And I bet the people who are saying it looks like us. That's the Willie Lynch syndrome. The only way we can tear ourselves down, I mean, the only way we can get tore down is by us. Another race can't tear us down. They ain't strong enough. They ain't alpha enough. So we do it. And when we realize that, we then learn to, you know, see it coming when we're actually condemning our own leaders, when we're condemning our own culture, right? And never have a solution for the problem that we see. And I tell you, last thing, is if anybody can find a problem and point it out without identifying a solution, they're the problem.
Clap it up, clap it up.
I like that.
You know, I call Atlanta the home of entrepreneurs, right? Because I think, you know, unless, like when I travel around, a lot of people say, man, where would you want to live? I'm like, man, it's hard for me to live anywhere else other than Atlanta because, man, I don't know any other city you go to and you have this much good energy around people trying to do more. I think to what Marcus said, though, is that there are people that say people are scammers or teach scamming. And I think we learn lessons from it. You know what I'm saying? Like anybody, as you're building something, people are going to point out your flaws. And I think we just take those as moments and say, OK, cool. All right. I can see how that could be taken in the wrong light, but let me fix it. There's another side of people that like they literally do scam. Like they sell people stuff they know doesn't work. They're good marketers, but they don't deliver on the products and services that they really offer to people. And I think that's what kind of needs to phase out. But I think that's fixed by an educated consumer. You know, like people mess with me like, oh, I sit $500 on somebody on Instagram. It's a scam. No, you're just not that wise. Like, you know, why did you send me money? And I said, you send it to the, like, it wasn't my page anyway. But why would you send it to me? And I never, it's, I think sometimes the people that say that, not all of them, but they're people that are looking to buy something and not really do much. And I think that's in pretty much every industry. And so I think we just have to be careful with tagging an entire city. Because listen, I know people that have raised money for stuff and they never launched it. They don't look like us. You know what I'm saying? But they don't call them. And nobody says anything. Oh, you know, I just raised $100 million and didn't do anything with it. It just flopped. And they just disappear and they go raise some money and do something else. And I think we just got to get more educated on business and what's happening today in business. And we won't stop. Sometimes everybody that call, if it's not a job, it's a scam for a lot of people. Yeah. And I think that's just people need to get more education on business. Sure.
And that kind of brings up another point, man. Everybody here wants to be a CEO. How many people want to be an influencer where you're influencing thousands and tens of thousands? But like in the movie American Dream, I want to say, he starts talking to Denzel about, not American Dream, what's the movie? Like American Gangster, I'm bugging. American Gangster, he's talking to Denzel and he says, well, your success took a shot at you. And what people don't realize is your success takes a shot at you. Like the first time I saw like Justin walk through, he had a security guard. I'm like, wow, that's hot. And then Alex, he has a security with him and they go out and they have like security with him. And Five started explaining, yo, it's important. But this isn't what people want. So I want to know, being this influencer, being like a person of like followers, you have to show your students that you have success, right? Because they don't want to believe you otherwise. But your success could take a shot at you. So like, what type of advice would you give somebody before they say, "I want to be this influencer"? What do they have to watch out for?
I mean, one thing you gotta you cannot worry about what anybody got to say because they're going to say something. It don't matter what you're doing. You could be safe. They said things about Jesus, Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman. So I learned, like, they're going to say something. Like, I tell a lot of people, like, run shout-out pages. Get on the shade room. I tell you all of this. And the first thing I tell you is do not read the comments or you will never do it again. Because they're going to go destroy you and they don't even know you. So that's one thing you got to look for. And I'm going to be honest, it's something that I personally struggle with is like when I got like cars and different things, like I was showing those things because I actually like them. Like it's something I like, but it is life is lifestyle marketing. But now I tell my team, like, I just really like cars now for me. I'm not trying to sell. I have a Lamborghini. I don't want you to buy my program. I have a Lamborghini. You can't tell anybody. It may be three of my students that I say, yo, get a Lamborghini because you like it, not because that's going to help you make more sales. So I feel like I was talking with somebody who's like, a lot of times our people need to see that to feel like they can make it happen. But now with our marketing, we know I just want to actually show you the value and what we can teach you to make you do it. Go make some money and then do it. But I don't know if that really answered the question. But what I'm trying to say is, how we market and different audiences market is two separate things sometimes. But we will get condemned for having a Rolls Royce. You get condemned like, yeah, in front of this or that. And all of us got all of our dream cars here. But we not online. Like, we didn't show none of that and say, hey, join the circle CEOs type of. I don't do that. We don't do that stuff.
So I asked Jason, because you're out public and successful, does your success ever give you anxiety? Like, is there anything you got to deal with, like going out with your family and like, yeah, you want to show love to the people that support you, but does it get too much? And I like to ask Five too.
No, my kids sometimes it weird them out. Sometimes they out and somebody be like, Kingston. You know what I'm saying? Like, be a little spooked a little bit. But other than that, man, you know, like, when I'm out personally, and this shit is weird. I don't know what it is, but I'll be out. Me and Alex walk through the airport, anything, right? People literally walk up to Alex and speak to him and stuff, right? Or this person will be looking at me real crazy, like, be looking and looking, and then come around, speak to Alex. I'm like, Mr. 2 weeks out, yo, I took your program, da da da. I'm like, am I not approachable or something? Like, what the fuck they don't talk to me for? You know what I'm saying? Like, they be using Alex for a segue. They don't know shit about trucking, but they'll come to me like, hey, what's up, Alex? Jason, I took your program. I'm like, why the fuck you ain't speak? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't really be having that problem when I'm out. You know what I'm saying? People, it ain't weird for me.
Yeah. Five? Because you might be the flashiest here. Right.
It might.
Am I right?
Might.
It's really between him.
It's a toss up.
It's between these two right here.
It's a toss up.
And I think it's cool because
be quiet with it.
Because Five genuinely just likes nice things. Oh, and when you really get to know, he's really like, he's like a big teddy bear. He's not big anymore, but
he's not a teddy bear no more, but he used to be.
he's a real
he's like a Goldie.
Nazi.
He's like a Goldie Graham now.
He said a Goldie Graham?
He gonna call him a Goldie Graham.
He will pay for that before this interview is over. While we still live here, I promise. But nah, honestly, like, you can go back and look. Like, through my whole life, I've been who I was. Like, 2012, I had a Range Rover. You can't find a picture with me without a watch and a chain on. You can go back to when we was in Vegas. I don't know, but I think 100% I was the first entrepreneur up here with a chain with their logo on it. I had the Hemp 500 chain 2-3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just, that's just who I am. Go back to seventh grade, I had chains, watches. Like, my mom would be like, what you want for your birthday? I want a chain. Like, not in a real one, like, not from the mall, like, not that kiosk in the middle of the mall. Like, I've never had a fake chain. You know what I'm saying? And so, for me, it's all, I always been who I am. Like, I'm comfortable with it. Like, my family is now, like, they be like, yo, you gotta relax, because I might be out, and I may have $250,000 in jewelry on. But that's just who I am. It's always been who I am. So for me, I don't see, like, nothing changed. It's been my life. Like, I always watch people anyways. I always had an extra tint on my windows. Like, I always been aware of my surroundings and where I go. Like, I don't go to places that are sketchy. But I've been like that my whole life. So,
business is tough, all right? And you have to keep your brain focused on the main thing by limiting distractions. But let me show you how business works. I'll give you some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, and delivering products or services, the more margins you have and the more money you get to keep. But with higher expenses on materials and employees and distribution and borrowing money, of course, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days, y'all. From food to employees to systems, inflation is going crazy. So it behooves you. It'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance all at the same time. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
Hopefully to answer your question about
y'all think that. I need security? I don't be doing a lot, though.
Huh? What you say?
You think I need security? I don't be doing a whole lot.
I think you need it now. You know what I'm saying? You need to change up a little bit since I met you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh, here we go.
Chains, Fendi out. You know
enough about me.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yo, he got me. He got five Rolexes. He be acting shy.
Right. No, hey, hold on.
I ain't changed.
Hey, hold on. Look, can I conduct this interview, please?
Dave was one of the people who used to condemn some of the sauce that he carried now.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
Y'all finished? Y'all done?
Yeah. Yeah, I seen a couple posts about it too. He over there, hey, check this out.
All right. Next question. Okay, now I do got to know, all of you are running your individual businesses and y'all come together to do this. And I know all of you individually. And you don't have to tell me, but I know it's not easy. Because you might have an idea and you have an idea, but those three don't like your idea. And then we got to figure out whose idea works.
How did you know that?
I know y'all.
Bro, we be good. We be good all year until it's time to throw a conference.
And yeah, I can imagine this being tough too, because all of you are running high level businesses. You guys are like on the grind building. I want to know what should we watch out for? Because there's some people here that saying, yo, me and my four friends, we about to come together. We're going to be the square CEO. I mean, I don't know, something like that.
All right. Somebody said they was going to be the circle of success.
So what's been the biggest challenge in running this operation?
I think scheduling, you know, just getting five individuals who run high-level businesses to sit down at the same time on the same day. You know, we be traveling as families, and the hardest part is probably with something simple to a lot of people, but just us five making our 9:30 Monday Zoom call that we do every Monday.
Who misses it most?
Misses it the most. You know what? We do pretty good. I would say we do pretty good.
Must be Alex then. How we all do pretty good?
Alex the one who don't want to be on it. Facts.
I will say this, I think this will help somebody. This is not necessary to our situation, but a lot of you are going to partner up with people. And sometimes you partner up with the same person that does exactly what you do. I think it's not great when you partner with somebody who do the exact same thing. It's like, I got other partnerships and we are total opposites, and we're great because I get to go, you are my partner on stuff. You go do what you do, I go what I do, and we thrive in those things that we do. right? Same with our new ACO. They do certain things, I do certain, and we thrive. So I think with partnerships, you should identify before you get down and dirty, what do you bring to the table? What do I bring to the table? And you also should do a disassessment, because that don't lie. We'll be clear about if they're dominant, if they're cautious, all of these things. And the next thing I would say, you got to do an operating agreement.
All right, pause the episode real quick. I know you're enjoying it. Neo is the GOAT when it comes to marketing. And as you all know, I'm in his mastermind. I'm a proud member, but this is just a snippet of what is the stuff that he teaches in the mastermind. And what he said was, I can offer you a seat at the table, okay? Neo's offering you an opportunity to apply to be at a dinner, which is a preview of the mastermind. You just got to go to greatnessdinner.com so you can connect with other people that are in the environment. And just to see, is this going to be a fit for me? Is this going to be the right fit? But if you want a fast pass, go straight to the mastermind. Like, yo, I've seen him enough. I rock with him enough. I trust Dave. I just want to be in the mastermind. I want to apply for that. You can go to mastermindwithneo.com. Fast pass. Just say, I want to, I'm ready. I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to be in an environment of winners. Okay. So if you want to go to the dinner, just go to greatnessdinner.com. But if you're ready right now, go to mastermindwithneo.com. All right. Jump in, get in the game, start implementing these strategies immediately. Let's get back to the episode.
Critical, because you need to understand and know what everybody's going to bring to the table. And if they're not bringing that to the table, we need to reassess the partnership and what we're actually doing.
Yeah. I think, one thing I can think about is if there is an issue, we don't let it sit for long. You know what I'm saying? Like, we jump on a line with somebody. Like, we've had calls and be like, hey, bro, but let me just make sure we still good. You know what I'm saying? Make sure everything's still solid. You know what I'm saying? Or sometimes we have a meeting, like, all right, look, everybody need to sit down and just tell this one person what you think about this. And you got to sit back there and take it for a little while. But I think that's just understanding the heart and us just trying to keep our relationship and our friendship the main thing. And then business or whatever comes from that should continue to come from that.
Yo, we don't do this for money. Like, I'm going to be really clear, y'all, because that's another reason why it's hard for us, because we all make our own money. Nobody on this stage need anybody for anything. We all are our own men. So when we come together and do this, it's like we really got to get on the same page, because it's not like we're going to do this and we're going to make X amount of dollars. That was never the plan at all. It was just less... do this conference for the people, because we all understand what happened when we all met outside of Jason and Alex. We know what happened when we got together, man. It's power in community and connections. And this is why y'all will be like, why are you pushing community and connection? It changed my life. I want your life to change. So I know getting around the right people, everything can change in a short period of time with access to the right information, execution, and community.
I want to say one last thing. I think as far as, you know, running a team and keeping it tight, they say it's you can separate business and friendship. You really got to like the people that you're doing business with. Like, that's super, super important. Like and respect. You got to like to be around them too. You know what I'm saying? And I literally equally enjoy being around each one of these dudes. I feel like equally. I mean, it's a slight advantage because we got 20 years, me and Jason. But, like, these dudes don't got to call me when they come into my house. None of them. They can just show up to my house. And they probably the only ones that's not blood that can do that. So I really feel like once you got that respect and love and you got that foundation and that respect, right, anything can be fixed once that respect is in place.
I know all of us are, like, digital marketers. And it seems like... maybe like the course economy is slowing down, or because there's so many people that can put a course together, so many people who can't fulfill on it or don't have the background to actually be able to explain the information on how to get results. What do you see coming? Like, where's the ball going from courses?
So, you know, like any industry, is that you always have the top of industry. You always have the leaders, and then you always have brands. You always have brands that the lower quality, the lower tiers, the duplicates, the copycats, those that aren't as strong. and so now what's going to happen is as the economy starts to slow down, the money's not going to flow as much. It's going to shift. So it'll tell the strong from the weak. the real from the fake. And we're going to be able to see who the true pioneers were. We'll see who the true business people are. It's going to allow us to separate. But what it's also going to do is allow for those of us that have built infrastructures, those of us that have built stronger brands, stronger businesses, solid, real businesses, to acquire those smaller brands at a discount. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these entrepreneurs and influencers that y'all used to seeing about to go on sale.
Mm, I like that. We can clap that up. That's game.
Sound like he about to purchase some of me. Birdman hand rub right there.
So I think for me, it was really, like, I think we all had a really good year. It was like 2021. And in all honesty, I was nervous for 2022 because I think it's called imposter syndrome, where you don't think you deserve something, right? And I started asking myself, man, did I get lucky? I didn't know. I was like really nervous. I was just talking to Ernestine the other day about this, and it really messed me up because I was like, okay, they're not flooding the economy with money anymore, and am I going to be able to do it again? And thanks to everybody here, you kept supporting the podcast. But I understood that I have something special. Was anybody, did anybody think that, or that was just me with a limited mindset? From last year to this, no? Y'all ain't care? That's just me? All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Okay. No?
I believe everything is a mindset, though.
Halani, it was lit last year. You ain't think, all right, we might slow down a little bit?
It's not lit no more.
Huh?
It's not lit no more?
You crazy. I'm way up. I'm up more than last year. That's what I'm saying. I started to like really, one, I got to say thank y'all publicly. Just being around you all has been such an inspiration. And I'm starting to see, yeah, we can clap it up. Like, I'm a true testimony that when you get in the right environment, anything can happen. So, like, just being around you all has been a game changer for me. And I think it's important because I know there's a lot of people that want to start their own, like the Octagon of the CEOs, right, in their city. I want to hear from all of y'all. How would you start it if you lived in New York or you lived in Alabama? We'll start with you, Alex, and we'll go around. How would you form in another city what we formed here in Atlanta?
Start with two. You and one person first. You know what I'm saying? Start small and then build organically. And you mentioned something earlier that was so important. I'm just thinking about my first business partner in 10 years. I've been doing this by myself, bro. I've been on this journey literally by myself from 2012. And I was doing a lot by myself. And then I finally opened my doors to another man who I haven't been knowing that long. You dig what I'm saying? Like, you know, outside of the circle, like, this is my business partner, Adam. Shout out to Adam. I know he's watching on Zoom. And like, yo, completely different. We look different. We talk different. But what I'm strong at, he's weak at, and vice versa. So it's super, super important that you guys look at the obvious, the fact that we are not in the same industries and none of us are alike. Like, literally all five of us, we're not alike at all. We're all different. So I think it's easy to gravitate towards somebody that you got like a lot in common with, but it's super important when you're trying to form this type of situation that you find people that are strong in the things that you're weak at and build from there.
That's good, Josh.
Oh, yeah, y'all give it up for that. Yeah, good. That's a good question, Dave. I would say, I would definitely, like, I think if you're in your city, it's not a requirement that people have to be in your city. It just happened that ours, everybody was, but initially Neil wasn't, you know, he moved to Atlanta. I would say get to events if you don't see people in your city, but, you know, date before you just make a circle. And what I mean by that is, like, before we made a circle of CEOs, we was meeting every Friday. Like, some people, I wouldn't call it, like, it's like dating, though. Like, before you get married, you don't just meet somebody today and be like, hey, man, we're getting married. But some people do that when they're trying to create a circle. It's like, hey, I met you today. Hey, man, let's do what they're doing. It's like, oh, well, why don't y'all hang out for a little while, see if y'all like each other, see if y'all connect with each other, see if y'all vibe with each other. How long were we doing the Fridays before it came about? It was like
a year.
It was at least 6 months.
A year,
and people were asking, like, what are y'all doing? Like, what do y'all call yourself? Like, y'all, we just meeting up. And so we hung out enough that we was like, hey, man, it might be something here. We all do get along genuinely, so let's continue to build. So I would say get to events, meet new people, and then before you decide that's what you're going to do,
hang out with people for a little while, get a chance to talk to them, see if there's some synergy. And if there's some synergy, like Alex said, add a person. And then maybe you go somewhere else and be like, yo, I met somebody. They might be good for this. And then see if there's some synergy there. Because all of us just happened to sit down and there was some synergy, so we kept it going.
Five.
And we didn't choose five people real quick. We didn't choose five. Like, okay, we're going to do five people in a circle of CEOs. It was a lunch between me, Jason, Neo, and Marcus. And he just happened to show up that day. Yep. And it just made sense to bring him a part of it. So it wasn't like, okay, we're going to do five. It just organically happened. So your circle might be seven. Your circle might be four. You know what I'm saying? It don't got to be five.
Listen, family, black representation in media is vital, okay? If we don't use our voice, we lose our voice in radio, television, print, etc. I remember listening to Arsenio Hall back in the day. I remember watching Oprah. I remember hearing these black voices in media, and it made me always want to be a part of it. The next generation, however, of influential black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. And in the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be black today, told from a unique black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of black stories and black truths, okay? I'm checking out NPR, and I believe they have the real. The hosts understand the assignment and are telling the real stories of the black experience. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story, obviously, but now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and as black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Good. Five.
So, if you look in the bill, I would tell people is this. It's super necessary. It's super valuable. But what I want you to do is, like you said, spend time with each other. Go on trips. Birthday parties. Your wives get to know each other. Significant others get to know each other. See how everything aligns. See, this doesn't work. We didn't, like, Circle CEO conference didn't get announced at our first lunch, right? Our first Friday night, Friday outing. Jason said, yo, let's call a videographer. We then had to brainstorm, like, whoa, all right, it's dope that we're here, but what are we going to talk about? We went out and talked about our students and the people that we impacted. From there, it was like, yo, it was dope, but we had a good time. But what we realized is that the root of the Circle of CEOs meeting every Friday. Sorry, ladies. We just want some time with some testosterone, right?
Nighttime.
We needed a reason to be like, yo, we can go have lunch, we can go eat, we can have a drink, and have conversation about business and life as men.
Yep.
A lot of times we don't get that. That's why you see it's just us, right? And people be like, yo, I want to join. And be like, nah, bro, I don't want to talk to you every Friday. Like, I'm talking to my guys about, like, real life things. Like, we talk about everything in our lives. Mm-hmm. So with that is that building with people you actually like. People that can add value to you when it's just not business. Don't let it be business based. This is friendship based. Like, I know who I call for certain things. You know what I mean? Like, anything that's going on in my life, like, I'm gonna call one of them for some kind of advice and feedback. And I know I can trust them to give me honest feedback about it. So we did that. We didn't decide to do an event till at least a year later. And other than that, we was just doing charity and just good deeds together, finding out ways that we could just do stuff, because now we got a group of successful friends that's willing to go out and cause positive impact in the community. So I see a lot of people try to create circles and they want to create groups, but it's based around money. It's not based around true friendship. It's not based around camaraderie. Like, I don't care if we never do business again.
Facts.
I will talk to them for the rest of my life.
Facts.
So that's just the reality. My daughters are literally harassing him, saying, "Yo, I'm having a birthday party. This is the day. Where's London?" You know what I'm saying? And Jeremy Anderson's daughter, like, art.
It's like our wives in a group chat. Like, they do their all. I think they've been meeting up on some Wednesdays. Like,
they salty. That's all. You know, it came from this. Like, we did this. The wives was like, you know, the first time it was like, "Oh, that was cute." And we go like 3, 4. They be like, Friday come about, they start trying to make plans with us. Yeah. They be like, "So let's go do this." And I'd be like, "You know it's Friday." "Oh yeah, you got your little."
I love it.
But we love you. We love you. Sorry. But, you know, we all go through it.
Jason, I'll ask you a different question. Because I was talking to Alex backstage. And I want to know what you've learned about yourself through this circle, right? I'm sure somebody had to, like, drop their ego, or you ever realized, "Yo, all right, I'm bugging, okay?" Or sometimes I have to trust my partners. I want to know what you learned about yourself through this organization.
I guess being able to follow, and I've always been able to lead, right?
What's so funny, Marcus?
That was in my way.
Oh,
I've always been able to lead, right? But not necessarily, like, just follow 100% of what another man, like, "Yo, this is what we doing." You know what I mean? And it's probably the same case for all of us. Like, just being bosses, I've never been outvoted on nothing. You know what I mean? It's five of us. We literally, like, raise your hand. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
like,
influence the vote.
And then your whole idea trashed because the other three ain't agree with it. You know what I'm saying? So learning, like Justin said, learning to get rid of my ego, right? Get rid of my ego. And it's not just me, like these guys. You know, we done had meetings. It's been arguments, it's been tears, it's been some stuff, you know, nothing super bad, but it was ego so early.
What's so funny, Justin?
It was ego so early that we had to work on that. We had to work on that first. Like, "Yo, we got to figure out how to, you know, all right, this nigga won't be the leader. All right, cool." We know that. Let's pivot around that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, we all just got our own shit, you know what I mean? But we call him Debbie Downer. "We're not doing enough. We're not doing enough." I'm like,
y'all think y'all the only ones that Neo yells at. He yells at us too. Don't worry. Trust me.
What you say, Alex? I couldn't hear you.
No, I said, they're not the only ones that you, like, yell at and make do things. You yell at us too.
Thanks. Okay, no, I'm right with them.
So what'd you learn about you?
Huh?
What'd you learn about yourself?
What I learned about
myself. Ready,
buddy. Exactly.
Relax, man. What have you learned through this process?
Wait, I didn't hear what somebody said. What somebody say? I couldn't.
I don't know.
I don't know what everybody was laughing at.
They asked you. What you learned about yourself?
Oh, I learned that myself, for one part. As a CEO, I'd be working harder than these guys. I'm going to let y'all know that. But you know what I feel like? I'm going to be honest with y'all.
Hold on. You ain't working on your ego at all, huh? You ain't working on your ego at all.
Ego?
What is ego?
I don't have an ego.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So if somebody says something and they know what they talking about, we just do that.
Yeah.
But, and I got to answer that CEO question too, but... So my whole school, y'all, growing up, I was in a lot of group projects. And I don't know if y'all was ever the guy, like, I was the guy who did nothing, but I got the grade. And I feel like that sometimes with CEOs. I'm like, I'm going to do a lot harder work sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. And like, dang, we work hard. But for the CEOs, though.
You've been wanting to get that off your chest.
Huh?
I can see. You've been
I tell them this all the time.
We always say that. No, he say it all the time.
I tell you this. With our stuff, whatever. But that's for me. Like, anything I do, bro, I'm going to go get. I'm at a point I cannot do nothing and not give it everything I got, man. Like, it's nothing I can do. I can't touch nothing and not like pound this thing to the ground. Like I just.
What did he say? What did you learn about yourself, man? This ain't a speech.
Oh, what I learned about myself.
He said, what did you learn about yourself?
I mean, I learned about myself to learn to lead. Like, I listen to them at what they do. And if they say we're going to do something, I don't know if that's what I like.
Right, let me translate. What did you have that you got better with?
Like, how do you want me to answer the question?
Hold on, hold on. Let me ask Justin. What do you think Neil should have learned through this process?
I think Neil has got better with communication since he's been in the circle.
What?
You got better with communication with people. Yeah,
because of you and him, y'all helped me with that.
Well, that's what he's saying.
He also got better with business. Like, he doesn't just run an operation with a whole bunch of VAs anymore. Like, you know, we kind of help get a real business infrastructure and just grow it out. You know, my man has like...
He's trolling now.
No. My guy has like 18 solid employees, like so many dope things in his business that I've seen grow and develop over the last few years.
Yeah.
So I always, you know, things he got better at.
Okay, you wanted to answer a question.
No, just the CEO thing. I just think I want to. Is it okay if I give y'all a way to do this today? So
listen, if I was going to teach you how to make $1 million, would you give me 10,000? Like, if I had a course teach you how to make $1 million a year, positive, you're going to make $1 million. Would you give me 10,000? Of course you would. It's no brainer, right? So in a calendar year, we make 7 figures with the podcast. But there's 21 things that I extracted from that you're going to need to launch a podcast, but I only got time to give you 3 right now. One is you need a distribution platform. The distribution platform is what you upload your podcast to. That platform sends it to Spotify, Apple, Google Play, so that your supporters can actually listen to your podcast. You're also going to need a microphone. You need a really good microphone so it's crispy audio. And 3, you need an income strategy. This is not necessarily a hobby, unless you're going to make it a hobby, but I can teach you how I made the 7 figures with these 21 things. Now, the good news is you don't have to give me 10,000. My ebook is only $37, okay? So listen, go to podcastebook.com and get the 21 things that you need. And I can explain it in detail, all the things that you need, okay? Podcastebook.com. Let's get to the episode.
The things I think that you could do right now is literally go post on your Facebook, on your Instagram, start a group chat, and literally say, yo, I want to have a meeting this Friday at this location, and see who comes. And you will see everybody share what their strengths are and what you're looking for in that room. And you see everybody who actually shows up and see what they got going on. And like Marcus said, everything else that he said about building and connecting and meeting, just start adding value. That's how we did group Zooms. We just met. None of us are partners. We were just meeting, adding value, every showing up. And I found ways to add value to you. You found ways to add value to me. Everybody in here could easily go get your circle. You're going to see if it's the right fit. You're going to know, like, nah, this ain't, like, this is a perfect fit, what we got going.
I want you to tell them, Neo, because I really want them to hear this. I just remembered it. During the pandemic, when we was on lockdown, and we was hopping on Zoom with the Power Circle. Right? You was in it too, David. Mm-hmm. I want you to tell them, I want you to explain it, how that worked and what that did for us, bro.
I mean, that's why I be beat. Like, it's just the power of community. Everybody getting on a Zoom, y'all. And this could be Zoom. And they just sharing what's working for them right now. My guy, Chris Bruce here. He's like, yo, go do this. Mark is like, yo, I just go did that. And it started when we in Bali. Like, I like putting together this because everybody in here could give somebody one play that maybe everybody can't use, but somebody's using it. And then the reason why it's so important, Alex, because you had to come back next week. Did you do that thing that you told me to do? Did you do that thing that David said to do? And you almost can't come on the call if you didn't do what they said, because this is your accountability. It's like, this ain't just talk. Are you doing those things that I just, yo, this made me an extra $1,000 in my business every single week. Did you go do it yet? So I think it's just critical that you just stay. We talk all of several times a week. Yeah, what's next? Like community is like, it's powerful, man. That's why I just be pushing it.
I love it. I want to know, like, what you guys learned about yourself. I want to keep that question going. Alex, what'd you learn through this process about yourself?
Well, I'm an only child. So I grew up by myself.
He act like it.
Right? No father, just me and my mother. I grew up in a room literally by myself my whole life. And this is the first time I ever had people that I talk to every day like this. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Let's say all together.
Oh. He gonna cry.
That boy, he gonna start right crying.
Ruined the moment, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yo. So I didn't know that I could do this, honestly. I didn't know that I could you know, this dynamic right here. I didn't know, you know, from people that I've just met a couple years ago, like I didn't know I could do this. So I learned that, like, yo, I could have new relationships and work this tight with people that I haven't known that long. I was, you know, I'm from New York, like we don't just trust that easily. You dig what I'm saying? So just to find some dudes, I just feel so blessed. So blessed
you,
that God gave me some dudes that, like, I trust him with my life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's, and people say all the time to me, like, yo, that's not normal, yo. What y'all got is not normal. But I think that's why we put it out there so much, to let people see that it is possible. And it's so needed, especially our culture, how we tear each other down so much, how we pocket watch each other so much. You dig what I'm saying? Like, we got to stop.
Alex, talk about that, pocket watching. I remember how you said, I love that no one's doing that. I think that's...
It got to stop, and it stops with us. It stops with so many people that's watching us right now, and if they don't take nothing away from it, you're looking at five dudes that support and, like, celebrate each other, yo. I've never had one jealous bone in my body even before I met them, but even being around them made me celebrate everybody now. Mm-hmm. And it's so amazing to just, when somebody give you some good news and you genuinely be happy for them, like, I feel like that's why I'm blessed. I ain't never hated on nobody. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying? So I enjoy the motivation. We spar partners, Neo and Marcus is like Beavis and Butthead. They go at each other all day. Me and Jason, we best friends, but we go at it like animals. But at the end of the day, yo, I know that if something happens good in my life, I can call these dudes and they're not gonna be jealous of me. And that keeps me like so full. My soul is full from that, man. So I'm just, this is amazing. I'm living a dream right now.
What's up, podcaster or soon to be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game, because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th, two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years, where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet, because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast, or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about, you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait, there's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience, I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members, where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now. But hold on, because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners, and only 20 listeners, who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off. But if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you No, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. Secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code BIGDEAL at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big deal.
Justin.
What I learned about myself, I think there's areas where, like, and I think big, but there's definitely areas where, like, there's, you know, all of them think
bigger. Found out he was cheap.
I did. No, I asked questions. These dudes don't ask questions until after the fact.
That's a fact.
Yeah, okay. Every time they always come back, he'd be like, all right, well, you might have been right about that one.
No, we don't.
You watch that money.
Yeah, I ain't listen. But I think I'm just cautious. You know, somebody, I didn't know, but I realized with this group, somebody got to be cautious because these dudes be out here and be like, hey, I'm like, whoa, time out. You know what I'm saying?
Justin wanted us to have a white plastic chair from the barbecue up here.
Hey, listen. Well,
oh, so you wasn't feeling this $200,000 little circular thing? Huh?
No, I was feeling this. It was other things we won't discuss at this point.
It cost a couple of dollars,
huh?
So it cost a couple of dollars.
It did. It did. I was cool with this one, but there were some other things that I did agree with. But it did work out well, I think. But for me, it was also like, you know, it's compromise. You know what I'm saying? It's like, even though I didn't necessarily agree with everything, like, I'm still like, yo, we still got an event to promote. We still got to promote. We still a team. And you can't push something just because it's your idea. And you got to be humble enough to, like, yo, somebody might have a better idea about something in a different perspective. I've had to embrace that. And then also just, like, being more vulnerable about just stuff that's going on in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you can't always go to everybody about everything that's going on in your life. You're like, yo, hey, this is what's going on with me here. You know, I've had probably over the last 2 years, the most life changes from, you know, relationship stuff to, you know, stuff with my daughter. And it's like, I'm like, man, you know, I got some things I had to sort out and adjust. And, you know, they were people that I could have those conversations with and still be able to focus on what I was doing. So, yeah.
Love it. Five, then we'll wrap it up with one question.
We'll not wrap it up. We got 20 more minutes.
Yeah. We got more time?
We good, bro.
We're good?
Yeah. I don't know who's typing, but we good.
Hey, oh, good.
The CEOs.
Give a round of applause.
This is our conference. We here. We say keep going. The show keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
They might stop spinning it, but it's okay.
Do y'all want us to keep going? Y'all want us to keep going? Hands up. Okay, cool.
Shout out to David, man. David Winfrey, best interviewer in the world. I stand on that.
Thanks.
That's a fact.
Thanks. Absolutely.
And low-key, Dave has always been good at asking questions. Like, Dave will literally ask you a question that's real private, but like you're supposed to answer it.
Hey, man.
So how much you pay for that? What?
Excuse me?
It's a fact.
Yeah, it's almost like in an Oprah way of like...
You know what I think, though? You know what I think? I think y'all should let me in the circle of CEOs. What do y'all think? Y'all think they should let me in? I feel like I've earned a spot. No, give me a minute, okay?
Tell our team to bring
there was a way to join the circle of CEOs. You missed it.
Where's the envelope? Where's the envelope?
You don't gotta go.
Hey, somebody give him an envelope. We can join the circle of CEOs.
Nah. So,
see what I'm saying? That's how you do it, too.
I'd be a good addition, right?
He's really gonna go in his question bag.
I feel like I've earned it.
I do feel like, you know, earning it is definitely a part of it for sure.
You said earn what?
Yo, Halani, sir, can y'all?
All right, we'll
work on it. Okay, go ahead.
We'll talk about it, yeah.
You got to get Hayes and all that.
Yeah,
make sure y'all DM there, them. Like, yo, David should be. Proceed.
We'll wrap about it.
My turn. I still got to answer.
Yes, please. What have you learned about yourself? And you went through a major transition.
Are you ready?
Oh, because I know he's going to say something smart, so I'm just, you know what I'm saying?
honestly, I'm not going to feed into his pettiness, as you can see. Right?
There we go.
Honestly, about myself is that I should pull a Neo right now, because I feel like, you know.
No, listen, because he's going to start out saying something real, and then he's going to go right to your low. You just be ready, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
No, but honestly, for myself, is working in a group dynamic. Like, working and building everything by yourself, you know, and being a leader and making, you know, all the decisions. I said it on stage earlier, is that when you start building a circle, you start to realize that other people have different perspectives that make sense. You may have one perspective because I have blinders on from my experiences. See, my blinders are from my experiences, my expectations, my goals, my visions. So I only see that. I don't see what other people see. So Jason's going to have a total different outlook and a total different perspective. Neo is going to have a total different outlook, a total different perspective. Alex is going to have a total different outlook, a total different perspective. And so from there...
See what I'm talking about?
But no, right? Justin as well, right? So what? This dude is goofy. So we are, me and him have one of the strangest relationships because we can laugh and joke about everything, but then we sit on two sides of the fences when it comes to, like, I overthink and I'll overspend, and he'll be like, he'll underspend. So he'd be like, nah. And I'd be like, yeah. He'd be like, nah. But I had to realize and respect what he was saying and what he sees. And that's one of the things that I see, like, for myself, is just taking a step back and really listening and seeing what other people think and what other people see. That didn't just improve with me here. This also improved in my business. I started listening to my employees. I started listening to my executives. What are they saying? What do they want? Not just going, ha, that's a good idea, and that's what we're going with. Yeah, right. So it helped me grow as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's real. I really want to know what you guys are looking for in team members, because we're talking about CEOs, right? And none of you do your business alone. And I get people that come up to me like, yo, I want to be a part of your team. I want to be a part of your squad. What are you looking for? Like, if you can have one trait that you say, yo, this would be an asset to a company, what would it be?
Say it one more time. I don't quite understand it.
So you're CEO, right? And you're looking to bring people onto your team. If you can have one asset that trumps all of it, one thing that you're looking for someone that you're either going to hire or work with, what is that asset?
For me, it's project management.
Project management. Why?
So I run a gym, a popping ass gym. And, you know, I can go to Spain for 10 days and my phone don't ring, right? And, you know, the digital shit, you don't get no complaints on that. But the gym, somebody break their leg, somebody this. It's a lot of shit comes with owning a gym, but I've always had a project manager. I always had a manager, not a project manager, but I always had a manager to stop shit before it even gets to me, right? And that's probably the most valuable thing that I have in business. My wife, she like, you don't know shit about your own business. But I'm like, I don't want to know shit about that business.
You know, Helena, like, be talking like that?
Yeah. No, basically, that's what she's saying. So I'm just like, me knowing me and my strong points and my weaknesses and things of that nature, I just need somebody else to be in between me and the bullshit. So,
good.
Got it.
I think for me, I look for people that think through stuff. Like anybody can think through stuff. So I'll give you an example. Like if I was like, you know, I'm talking to somebody, I'm like, hey, we're going to have a picnic and we're going to have hot dogs. There's somebody that might just bring hot dogs. And then there's somebody else that might be like, well, if we're going to have a picnic with hot dogs, you're probably going to need some buns, some ketchup, mustard. I don't like relish, but somebody might like relish. Maybe we need some sauerkraut, some onions, napkins. Like I'm looking for people that like, I don't have to teach you to like think through stuff. Like if somebody has to tell you every little detail, then that's not somebody I need in my team. I'm trying to have people around me that can grow to other stuff and can do other things. You know what I mean? So for me, I'm always looking for people that think through whatever it is that we're talking through, not just that one item, but it's like thinking through the event. Like with this event, we don't just say, oh, circle of CEOs on this thing. It's like, nope, we're going to have people. People got to register. It's a lot of things you got to think through. So I'm looking for people that at least have that mentality and willingness to develop it for me to be able to get them on.
Before you answer that question, I got another important question. I don't want to slip my mind. What do y'all be doing with your money?
You know what we be doing out there.
Nah, I think that's important.
That's those questions that we're not going to answer, Dave. So we're going to go back to the original.
Why wouldn't you answer that question?
Mind your business. Just mind your business.
As we start making money, right?
No, no, I got to answer. One of them is
buy cars.
No, no, no. That's all bull. That's don't do that. I'm saying,
right?
What you need to be doing is investing in the team. You need to be focusing on how do you actually get out of the business. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are focused on MWAs, minimum wage activities. You have to start finding ways to focus on things that allow you to grow. So getting HR, getting an org chart, like what we're trying to do, we're growing our business so many different departments. So it will be less profit, but you're bringing on more people to help you produce. And one other thing that I tell everybody to do when you are building a team, you should find a way that you can add a revenue generating activity to their role, which covers their salary. But I'm personally going all in this year on building teams and building different departments and having somebody, the head of each of those, that focus on bringing the money in. So that's what we're doing with some of our money, taking it and putting it all back in the business and marketing.
Jason, what you be doing? What you be doing with your money?
Shit.
If you give it to Helani and y'all know, say that. It's all good. I don't know what she be doing.
That's really what I be doing with my money.
Yeah, Lonnie managed that.
I give it to my wife, for real.
We can give that a round of applause. We can clap that up. That actually, but in all seriousness,
I've been diversifying my portfolio.
That does say a lot. Go for it.
So, you know, you see, y'all see the hot shot. Y'all see the truck, what we got going on. It's an idea that I had, and I've been procrastinating and sitting on it, you know what I mean? And, you know, I went and bought this truck that I've been wanting to do, you know, this hot shot trucking with. So I did that, you know what I'm saying? Some real estate shit, you know. You know, I put money like certain places, but we're going to stack it and put it in that thing that me and you did together. That thing we did a week apart.
I don't remember, but I'm with that.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Relax.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Oh, so I'm falling for the bullshit, my bad. Well, anyway.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So
we invest in the same type of shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I've been doing. Mm-hmm. If I got a free dollar, I'm trying to make it grow, so.
Cool.
I mean, Shane's just bought, we just bought a block for, how much we buy a block for, Shane?
Yeah, 60 units, botanical.
Yeah.
He said, how much did you buy it for, right?
Like anybody else y'all invested to?
Did he ask you how much y'all bought it for?
It was like 600,000, something like that.
It was 2 million.
For what?
You don't remember? I just know we bought a block and we put up, well, me and Shane's put up like together probably like a few hundred thousand, like 400,000.
Yeah, so all together it was like 200.
It's like 2 million. Well, I ain't talking about the deposit. I'm talking about, yeah.
So we actually bought, so shouts out to Terica. Y'all know Terica?
Mm.
It's my dog. So we had bought 60 units. And this is a lesson. This is a lesson for all of you. We bought 60 units. I think all together was like 600,000. I put up one something. He put up one something and some other people. And we're actually about to get that money right back. And it's going to be residual income and double the money we put in. But the point was when the call came, we were ready. Mm-hmm. Right? So, I mean, I'm not a huge advocate for just saving just for saving's sake. I only save money so that I'm ready for opportunities. So, I mean, that's always what I'm in the back of my mind. Yo, I have to have money just in case Marcus called me and said, yo, I got this investment. What you want to do? Alex just bought a restaurant. We ran out of time. I was going to ask Marcus to put something on that. Did y'all go last night to crew?
Yeah,
it was fly.
Packed them out.
You need a partner?
You need a partner?
Anytime they ask the question back, I'm right here.
I got this one covered. This is a light investment.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sean.
I got this covered. But when I do something real, real big, I'll hit you up for sure.
Thanks. Y'all remember that, right?
Mm-hmm. And Chance, I think the greatest investment, despite what anybody do, I think your greatest investment you'll make, you could do real estate, you could do stocks, you could do crypto, you could do all of these different vehicles. But the greatest one, I think, that gives you the greatest return is yourself and your business. Mm-hmm. That got to be our focus. And when you get the money, don't ball out. Put it back in yourself and back in your business, and that's how you keep growing your business and yourself.
Yeah. And putting it in the people, Five. Too.
Yep.
And to team. The people. Earlier, you asked a question about what do we look for in businesses? What do we look for in people to our team? And the thing that everybody out here should look for is that I don't think a lot of us actually build out a chart, right? For me, what I look at, and when you talk about investing back in yourself, investing into your business, you have to judge everybody involved, and you judge them off of two criteria. You got effectiveness, and you have culture fit. So
effectiveness and culture fit.
Right. And so what you want to do is you can do 1 to 10 and you can say, yo, listen, this person is a 9 on the effective, but they're a 2 on culture fit. But then you have another person who's a 9 on culture fit and a 2 on effectiveness. Then you have an employee who may be a 5 on culture fit and a 5 on effectiveness. Who do you think the best employee is? 5. Who's the worst?
The one that's not a fit for the culture.
The one that's not a fit for the culture. Yeah. People don't realize that having somebody who doesn't fit in a culture is worse than having somebody who is a good culture fit, but they're not effective.
Right.
The morale is what keeps everybody going. And what you realize is that that person just needs a few tweaks. And if you can help somebody make a few tweaks to their effectiveness, then they become the perfect employee. The same with culture fit. If you can make a few tweaks to how they see things, how they fit in, how they socialize, the things that they say, how they talk to people, if they can make those small tweaks, then you get them to be a better employee. But we have to then judge them off of that. A lot of us, we get people and we think, hey, they're a great culture fit, but we never judge their effectiveness. And so when you start to look at people's effectiveness and culture fit, that's what makes a great team, a great employee, when you're actually judging. And so when you say even about what we put our money into, I'm buying people, right? Throughout the next year, I will only be acquiring people because I know in order for you, for every $250,000 you make in business, you should have one employee. I want to make $100 million. So how many employees do I need? Then I judge my employees on effectiveness and culture fit. Some people will be like, yo, I'm fine, I want to work with you. But like, yo, are you a good fit for my culture? They'd be like, oh, yeah, I live in the Philippines and, you know, I work over here and I don't speak English. Like, nah, that's not a good culture fit because we're going to struggle. And it's nothing I can do to tweak your non-culture fit, right? So I always be mindful of that, of like, yo, how do you fit in with my culture? My employees understand me, like, they're a little over the top. They dress, they fly. Like, this is our culture, but this is not just me. It's also my community. So that's just things that I look at. It's like culture plus effectiveness whenever I'm investing in my business. But the bar is, y'all should all have wrote that down, is for every employee, you should make $250,000. For every $250,000 you plan on making, you should have an employee. You want a $1 million business with 1 or 2 employees, you're going to play yourself and your system a break.
That's good. Clap that up. We're almost done.
Social Proof family, listen, I saw the most incredible device. It's called the Eufy Video Lock. Imagine this: smart lock, 2K camera, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security. But it's not just security, it's also for convenience. Imagine this: you're on the couch and your kids lose their keys. They come home, ring the doorbell, expect you to get up. You don't have to do that anymore. You can look at your kids on the phone and then unlock the door without getting up from the couch. This is a game changer, y'all. Super easy to install. Just need a Phillips head screwdriver. It's so easy, no drilling required. Keyless entry, no more fumbling keys while you're coming home with bags full of groceries. You don't have to worry about friends and family coming through that you want to let in, losing their keys. Short-term renters. If you are in Airbnb space or you have some rental property, you can let the people in virtually from your phone. And get this, it has AI self-learning chip embedded for the fingerprint recognition, meaning the more you use it, the more accurate it becomes. Game changer, no battery anxiety, lasts up to 4 months, and you'll get a low battery notification. All you do is hook it up to a power bank and use your physical key if you need to, but you don't have to worry about that. Passcode unlocking and remote control with 2K clear sight. Super enhanced night vision, so it's optimized even in the evening. Secure your packages, two-way audio, so you can talk to the UPS guy. This is a game changer, okay? It's no monthly fees. Unlike those other brands charge monthly fees, you don't have to worry about storage. You don't have to pay for storage. Customer service is there 24/7. I'm loving this product. I'm not going to lie to you. Ever have somebody ring your doorbell, you wonder who it is? You can see exactly who it is and unlock the door or keep the door locked if you want to. This is a game changer. Listen, search Eufy Video Lock. That's UEFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Justin, what do you do with your money?
My brand is the main thing. You know, we sat down, you know, we got the podcast coming out from that, and I was like, I was literally about to buy another car, and I was like, well, I was about to invest into that. I ended up putting it into my studio to build that out. And then I looked at places where I was like giving people money, and I was like, well, no, we're going to create a business where you can work for the money. You know what I'm saying? So I've created businesses that, you know, now it's like we got a ambulance company that we've been running for like the last year. My brother runs that. He's been doing a great job at that. I'm doing
something. How many trucks y'all
got? We got four now. Yeah, four ambulances.
Four ambulance courses now included in recession proof.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And listen, but what I learned from that stuff too is, man, nothing pays you better than your own business though. Like I look at it like, sometimes you're in such a rush when you first get into business to invest your money in a lot of different things. But the thing that still pays me the most out of everything is like my own brand and my own business. And so I mean, it's probably one investment that has really, 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 really been solid and been good. And the other ones I've put in a lot and it's coming back, but it's a lot of work to it. You know, so I would say, you know, make sure you're ready because investing into another business is not typically a one-time thing. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to pay $100,000 to start this business. Well, shoot, what if you don't got enough money to come in for payroll? Well, you got to pay that too. Yeah. You know, and so it's like there's other things that come into that. So for me, it's like growing myself, growing my brand, investing into people in my businesses. And then you invest in for the long term too.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Alex.
Run a Play show coming out too. Shameless plug. Go ahead. Get ready for the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Get ready for the podcast.
I'm going to keep it 100, man. I've been spending a lot of money on my house. I bought my dream home.
That's a fact.
I'm just going to keep it 100. Like, I bought a beautiful house, and I enjoy it. I've always watched HGTV when I was growing up, and I've always wanted to decorate my house and make it my dream home. So I've been.
You watched HGTV growing up?
Yeah, I did. I've always loved it. So I'm just going to keep it 100. I've been spending a lot of money on my house and building equity in it. You know what I'm saying? It's been a really great project for me. My values already went up tremendously.
And it's lit.
Huh?
It's lit, too.
No,
it's fire.
Yeah, so that's been exciting for me.
You got a basketball court coming? Aquarium coming.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
This dude, the only dude I know had a perfectly good bathroom and said, no, take it down. I went to this hotel. I want it built like this. I'm like, but the other one was good.
That's why traveling is so important. I go to these nice hotels. I see an idea. And I'm like, I want it. But anyway, so that's one of them. Another project that I'm putting my money in right now is, you know, my mentor CJ told me, diversify within your own industry first. And, you know, right now I've been having an amazing run in trucking and multiple levels of trucking. And I've been identifying just problems in my industry. And I've been blessed to be in a good position financially. So I'm like, you know what, let me invest in solving problems in the industry that changed my life. So one of the main things that I'm investing in right now is 16 acres out there by Stonecrest. And I'm building truck parking lots. It's a shortage of truck parking spaces all over the country right now.
Let's go. Clap it up for that.
And that's a big project, right?
Yeah, it's a huge project.
But you said the next big project, you was going to let me get down. So y'all remember that, right? I'm not making this stuff up. He said that.
Dave's a fool.
We'll talk.
Yeah. So but I'm going to be real with y'all. It's a little scary. You understand? It's very scary. And I'm just at a point right now where I got a little bored with my past accomplishments, and I'm trying to do things now that challenge me, that are huge, and it's been a learning process. I'm enjoying the process of like getting my land surveyed and making sure it was commercial, and you know it would be zoned for commercial. Like I'm learning so much by doing something different, but I'm just excited on the opportunities it's gonna create, and it's so dope because I'm gonna just give y'all my play. I got my community. I built over 30,000 people that I've trained in the last 4 years, and I got so many people that I've put in business that are up and running with trucks right now. So I'm creating something that I can literally, before I market to the public, my students will be utilizing my own parking lot.
You dig what I'm saying?
Clap it up for that. Let's go.
I love it. So I'm just real strategic with my bread. And again, we family, you know, we done went over time. Like, I done bought every car that I like. I own every car that I like right now. I got all the jewelry that I want. I've invested in myself. I got my teeth done. I'm getting my hairline back. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I'm investing in myself. Like,
this man is ready.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I'm just like, yo, I just want to be the best version of myself. I see myself on really big platforms in the future, and I just want to be the best version of me.
That's a fact.
So, You're doing a great job, brother.
You're doing good.
And one last thing, I want y'all to understand that though I own every car that I dream of right now, I waited until, like, literally, my passive income pays for my entire lifestyle. I don't spend any of my earned income. I have literally, on God, have not touched course money in almost a year and a half. And that's on God. I've made great decisions to where I can spend with a clean conscience. So I need everybody to understand patience is so important. Wait your turn. Do it the right way. Because I'm trying to live like this forever. So every decision, even though I have the lifestyle, I sleep comfortable knowing that I did it the right way to where I could go the long run with this.
Wait your turn.
Yeah, thanks.
That's good.
Wait your turn.
Dave.
I love it. All right, so let me say wrap this. It up. Oh. Sorry,
what? I know we got to wrap. I was going to say this to y'all. Another key thing. Just make sure when you do find partners, get the business right. Get the LLC. Get the operating agreement. Get the trademark. Like, do it right. Because I've done things where we run fast, don't have stuff set up, and then it costs me, right? So just make sure y'all do that. Get the trademarks. Get the business in order. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad I trademarked Run to Play because it's been running away. You know what I'm saying?
And look, look.
We sent some letters recently.
I got to give her a shout out.
You need to chill out. You know what I'm saying?
The biz lawyer did the Circle CEO stuff, man, and she get the job done right.
She in the building.
You about to say something, Fire?
Nice. Okay.
Good.
So we got to wrap this. Was this amazing?
Yes.
The whole weekend, right? It was amazing. Clap it up. So this interview will live on YouTube, or I don't know if they'll be able to have access to the replay. But I want you guys to see somebody chase something in real time. So I would like to know 12 months from today, something that you plan to accomplish that can inspire somebody to say, yo, they don't have it right now, but 12 months from today, this is what I will accomplish. So I don't care who goes first, but I want to know that, like, we can hit a timer on it right now. Yo, 500 said he's going to do this. He got 12 months to accomplish it. So who want to go first? Bravery.
Just so I'm clear, are we explaining what we're going to accomplish or how to help somebody else accomplish it?
You, Neo, you want to accomplish 12 months from today so that I can look back at this interview and say, yo, Neo said he was going to do that 12 months ago and it happened.
Let me think for a second.
Take your time.
I could say, you know, me and my business partners were launching a new company in October, Envision You.
Oh, they hit you.
You know,
can I be one of your business partners?
Huh?
Can I be one of your business partners?
Yeah, absolutely. We got a link for that.
I'm lit.
And
what do you think y'all doing? I just want to be down.
Wait, is the Run to Play community in the house tonight?
Yeah.
Try to tell you.
You did.
Yeah. But yeah, so I
agree. Are you a business partner too? Are we? We like the triangle of CEOs. Me, you, Justin. We're going to do this together?
Triangle.
Or Justin, I'm sorry.
But our goal for that is $100 million company by the end of next year. The goal is $100 million in revenue next year.
Ooh.
So yeah, we're going to get that done.
I love it. Clap it up. Clap it up. Yo, you know what's so crazy? Some people, like, because I want you to answer a question, I want you to write it down. I want y'all to write down what your goal is in 12 months, right? But here's what I know about a lot of us in this room. Many of you are going to be afraid to even write it down, even if nobody else sees it, because you know in your head, like, you don't have the tenacity, you don't have the inspiration, you don't have the why, you don't got the grit, you don't got the work ethic. So you don't, like, some people are going to be nervous to even write it down. But I need you to press I want you to press, okay? I want you to really set a goal, intentional, and then make a post on Twitter, make a post on Facebook, tag all the CEOs. This is what I'm going to accomplish 12 months from today. Who's with me? Who's gonna do it? All right. What else you got?
I'm gonna have a restaurant in the next 12 months.
Say it again?
A restaurant.
There we go.
Restaurant.
I love it.
Two, but right now one for sure.
12 months, the clock starts today.
Good stuff. Clap it up, man. Restaurant, y'all gonna eat at it? Good. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Yo, this is such a hard question for me. Like, I don't know how to say this because I'm super humble, y'all. Like, I got to keep making new goals because I literally keep hitting all my goals, yo. Like, real talk. And, like, I just hit another goal this week. I wanted to get back into my passion, which is the hospitality, having a lounge. Like, and I just bought a lounge on Monday, this past Monday. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. Like,
it's crazy, yo. But in 12 months, I actually got another, I didn't tell anybody about it. I'll tell you guys. Can I tell y'all first? And if she was here, I don't know. Is Jazzy, you still here? All right. Well, I got a real good friend, Jazzy, that lives in Louisiana. She went out there to her hometown and she started a hookah lounge out there. And she built it up. She was killing it. She was sold out. I watched this girl build it from sticks and bones and created this dope little small, it was small, but it was popping. First 4 months, she was doing like 9,000 in profit every week. It was the only thing out in her area. A few months ago, she hit me. It was like, yo, she sent me this video of the whole place in flames. Somebody literally burnt her entire establishment down. It's a small city, a lot of people. I don't know. They want to see each other do good. I don't know. So found a bigger facility right downtown, right across the street from the biggest casino right there in Shreveport, Louisiana. And we just did the paperwork on that one, so I'm about to do another restaurant in Louisiana. So I want that to be done within 12 months.
Congratulations.
And that's going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Major.
Yeah, that's my 12-month on that right there, that project.
I love it. Anybody else?
Man, I'm sitting here thinking because similar to what he said, man, my biggest mistake I told y'all I made it was I actually thought too small because everything that I want, I now have, right? Retire my mom. I did that. So my wife, everything. So it's like, it's nothing material. So my thing is outside of just getting more assets, real estate, but I want 1,000 units before and in a year, extra 1,000 units. I'm going to get that for sure. But I want to find a way to
y'all
help.
Y'all can clap for that 1,000 units. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
I want to find a way to help just more people live their life, like on their terms. So if I can put a number on it, if I could help 1 million people become their own boss. If that's the goal they want, that's what I want to do. 1 million extra people become their own boss 365 days.
I love it. I love it. Five, talk to me, man.
I got a shallow answer and I got a realistic answer. I'm probably just going to give y'all both, right? I plan on putting 15,000 people in recession-proof over the next year.
I was about to say, I better hear some claps.
Recession! Recession!
Proof!
Putting 15,000 people in recession proof, having a son, two.
You said a son?
Two. I'm like, yo, I'm having sons over the next year. I got a house full of girls. So y'all was like, yo, what you doing next year?
All right, Turk, well. Turk, was that on your goal list for next year?
We didn't see that one coming.
Oh, Lord. Starts tonight.
Like, that's the reality goal. And not only that, and then for myself is I plan on buying a G5 within the next year as well.
Ooh, G5.
Let's go. Clap it up.
I ain't gonna lie. Something that was real dope back there when Ed was leaving. He was talking about jets. He had just bought a jet, sold a jet, and I think Neil or Alex or somebody said, you know what?
My man got a jet, right?
He was like, oh, what kind of jet? And it was like a Falcon 50.
Falcon 50, yeah.
Falcon 50. He was like, oh, that was my first jet, too. I was like, look at that. You know what I'm saying? Give it up for my brother for that, man. I don't know too many brothers got their old jet.
I love it. Hey, look, man, I'm just going to close this thing off with my goal for the next 12 months. I will be in the circle of CEOs.
Let's go.
Yo, clap it up, man. Circle of CEOs.
Come on. Let's go. Clap it up, y'all.
That was good, bro.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.